Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is...
Questions, Part 2.
Just remember...
Before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. It is Monday night, and that means it is time for another hour of all different kinds of music around a different theme each week. And this week's theme is questions. This is a sequel episode. If you want to go way back in the archives, you can check out the original questions episode. And that one featured... a special guest. That one featured Mike Joseph, host of the Jerry Curl Chronicles here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was a very fun episode. It was way back, episode 24. So you can go investigate that one after we're done. But we're going to be listening to songs that ask questions. So all the titles are a question. And we'll be talking about trivia, because music trivia with Shane and Ruth is... drawing to a close at Bar Chord, which is the trivia night that I've been co-hosting for the last 5 years, and we're going to talk lots about that. We have a special guest in studio tonight, and much more. So let's start off this first set of music, and we'll be right back with that. Probably the best song that I left off of episode 24. I figure I have to start with it this time around. So here we go to kick off episode 118, which is the... questions episode part 2. We're going to start off with some Whitney Houston here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool.
Thank you. They're looking for excuses. Game for the buzzer who kicked it to the moose is lame as a brain could be. Golly gee, if you see a shrink, he'll charge you a fee. If you see me, you see the fee is nothing. People, people, patience, all backs, no fronting. What is a party if it doesn't really rock? What is a poet? All balls, no cock. What is a war if it doesn't have a general? What's Channel 9 if it doesn't have Arsenio? What is life if you don't have fun? What is a what if you ain't got a gun? What's Ali without Shaheed Muhammad? Nothing. Kapelka makes you vomit. What is a quest if the players ain't willing? What is a pence if you don't have a shilling? Excuse me if I'm chilling. Hey, what? Say what? What's a fat man without food in his gut? What's a childbirth without the umbilical? What's United Parcels without the deliverer? What's Mama Son without Papa Son? What's martial arts without Daniel Son? What's Rashi without Tanya Tamika? What's orange juice or Dougie Doug without Shaniqua? Nada, 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 not a damn thing. What's Duke Ellington without that swing? What's Alex Haley if it doesn't have roots? What's a weekend if you ain't knocking boots? What's a black nation without black unity? What is a child who doesn't know puberty? What is my label when I exit womb status? What's menage a trois? Or that is, what is sex when you have three people? What are laws if they ain't fair and equal? What's Clark Kent without a telephone booth? What is a liquor if it ain't 80 proof? What are the youth if they ain't rebelling? What's Ralph Cramden if he ain't yelling at Ed Norton? What is coke snorting? What is position if there is no contorting? What is hip hop if it doesn't have violence? Chill for a minute, Dougie Fresh said silence. What is a Glock if you don't have a clip? What's a lollipop without the good ship? What's S&M if you don't have chains? What's a con artist if he doesn't have brains? What's America without greed and glamour? What's an MC if he doesn't have stamina? What's Music Factory without Mr. Walt? What's True Glory without a phrase called talk? What's Chris Lighty if he wasn't such a baby? What is a woman if she didn't say maybe? Baby lay down, I remove the frown. What would be my penal court if it wasn't brown? What is a paper without a president? What is a compound without a element? What is a jam if you don't spike the punch? What's a brewski if you don't bite brunch? Ooh, it's like that you keep going. Freak, freak, y'all, cause you know that we showing. What, tigger, what, tigger, what, tigger, what,
tigger, what, tigger, what, tigger, what? I was tired, never tired, youth will not be wasted on this. In a dark room, another dark room. She said, hey, gonna like this, it's easy to like by candlelight, if not under the sun. Who's feeling young now? Welcome to doorway, doorway to sidewalk. Will not be wasted on this one in a thick fog, another thick fog. I say, hey, this isn't like me, it's a little like this. Could be something new under the sun. Who's feeling young? We try to listen, but we can't hear a thing when all we think about are all the things we think we might be missing. Cause if we think we are, and if we don't, we aren't worth the time it takes to think of making love with who we're kissing. They try to tell us, and at times we try to listen. Thank you.
body's perfect. Gray hair ain't a crown of wisdom. But you're a young man, so you're an old man. She said, hey, you look a lot like someone I liked who flew just far enough under the sun to never come. Feeling young. They try to tell us and at times we try to listen, but we can't hear a thing when all we think about are all the things we think we might be missing. Cause if we think we are, and if we don't, we are worth the time it takes to think of making love with who we're kissing. They try to tell us and at times we try to listen. They try to tell us and at times we try to listen. Trying to tell us at a time, trying to listen.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, and tonight's theme is questions. So we've got all songs whose titles ask us questions in one way or another. Just the one way, actually, with a question mark at the end. That's the traditional way. That first set started out with Whitney Houston and How Will I Know? And then we heard A Tribe Called Quest with What? And then the Punch Brothers with Who's Feeling Young Now? And closed it out with The Flaming Lips and What Is the Light? The reason for all the questions is, of course, Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth, which is, this chapter is coming to a close. I've been doing this Music Trivia Night for 5 years, and it is the last one. If you're listening live, the last one is tomorrow night, Tuesday night, November 6th, which is also election night. It's going to be a very busy night. But so tonight I thought I'd do another questions episode and celebrate the 5-year run of this Music Trivia Night. And who better to come on and celebrate Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth than the Ruth of Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. It's friend of the show, Ruth Delaney. How you doing, Ruth?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
But are you actually looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, totally.
I feel like the last trivia is already enough emotional baggage for me to deal with. And like that and the election on top of each other, just it feels like overkill.
Well, I'm also going to the dentist tomorrow, so.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Just pile it all on.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot to deal with.
Thank you.
Good timing. Great great scheduling there. That.
Good timing, great oldies.
So we've asked like a million questions. That's not an exact number.
It is exact.
We've asked exactly 1 million
exactly
questions.
Exactly 1 million.
At Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. And there are some important questions that I feel like are through lines to all of those. And so I wanted to ask you a few important questions about music. The first one, this is a very straightforward, classic question. Are we human or are we dancer?
Dancer.
Wow. All right. That's a pretty quick answer. What's your reasoning for that?
Well, I'm not really interested in a human category that excludes dancer as a separate binary choice. So,
oh, right. That's some Emma Goldman talking about revolution quotation right there. All right. So far, so good. Another really important question in music. Do you believe in life after love?
After love?
Isn't that the lyric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it echoes.
And what does that sound like?
Afterlove. I do.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got a
life is long.
Yeah,
people do need to figure out what to do after that if it happens to them.
I've got a related follow-up question to do you believe in life after love? And that is follow-up, how many farewell tours is too many?
Well, I feel like that's kind of a complicated answer because if you do a farewell tour and then you substantially change something about yourself or you come back as some new kind of act, then you're not really doing a farewell tour of the same thing a second time. You're doing a new farewell tour of your new act.
So like if I retire from touring and then turn into a werewolf and then come back on stage.
That'd be totally different.
For another tour.
Yeah. Then you'd be retiring your werewolf self.
Well, my regular self. I'm now a werewolf.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. Well, okay. I'm confused by the example. I thought you were saying you were your regular self, and then you did a farewell tour, but then after that, you became a werewolf.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you've already retired your regular self.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've come back as a werewolf, and so now you're going to retire your werewolf self.
After that.
Yeah. On your farewell tour.
So I can have a second farewell tour as long as it's farewell to the werewolf.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't farewell the same thing more than once. That's just confusing.
Tell that to Kiss.
I mean, I could farewell them forever.
You never welcomed them in the first place.
I never hello'd them. They can keep on leaving.
All right. So trivia is right there in its title, it's a dumb thing to do, right? It's a silly thing to do.
Trivial, I think, is the technical term.
Why is it so much fun?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a very popular activity in bars in New York and in many other cities.
I think there's an element to, you don't know what the next question is going to be.
Well,
and,
I do.
That randomness. You know. No, if you come to play the game, duh. Like the uncertainty of whether you're going to handle the next challenge, I think is what makes it fun.
So it's like a gauntlet that you're running.
Yeah, because you could do well for like the first two of a 10-round question and then fail the next eight and you don't know.
That's a good point. You think you're on top of the world, batting 1,000.
It can all come crashing down.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about trivia after the next set of music, but I do want to just...
I think the other reason that it's popular is that like people have, especially with music trivia, people have really strong memories related to music. And like going to a place where people are just going to play clips of music and they might spark some memory that you haven't thought about in a really long time.
Yep.
It's really nice. And then maybe you'll talk about it with your friends or your new friends that you've just made.
You picture yourself in the cafeteria in seventh grade and all of a sudden you know exactly when that song came out.
That's
and
right.
What it is.
Exactly. And... yeah. You get to time travel when you play trivia.
Ah, yeah.
You get to just like revisit things that were important to you before.
Do you have any favorite rounds that we've done or questions that jump to your mind as like a standout?
Oh, I always like the rounds.
We can tease that for later if you want.
I don't know. I always like the rounds that are always kind of like getting at some topic through some weird valence. Like when we did side businesses that musicians have or like I think we did a food category. I always like those because they're like connected through something about music, but they're really questions about something else.
Who has the avocado farm?
That's Jason Mraz.
Oh,
and he sells a lot of avocados to Chipotle.
Avocado farmer extraordinaire Jason Mraz. We won't be hearing any Jason Mraz tonight, unfortunately, but we will be hearing some REM, which is up next. And they're going to kick off this next set of music with question marks at the end of the songs. And... let's get into that now. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Here's REM with What's the Frequency, Kenneth?
We'll be right back. I don't wait to do it in the road.
The judge on some nonsense. I got the S1s ready. Chuck Flame, what's up?
Yeah, that's right. Get
caught now in court because I stole a beat. This is a sampling sport, but I'm giving it a new name. What you hear is my PE. You know the time. Now, what in the heaven does a jury know about hell if I took it? But they just look at me like, hey, I'm on a mission. Check it out, y'all. Conditions ain't right. Sitting like dynamite. Going to blow you up and it just might blow up the bench in. Judge the courtroom, plus I gotta mention, this court is dismissed when I grab the mic, yo, play.
What is this? What y'all think y'all doing bringing us to court for this time and saying we stealing beats? Y'all can't copyright no beats, man. Yo, judges ain't crazy, man.
Get hype. Come on, we gotcha. Gather around, gotcha. Mail from the courts in jail claims I stole the beats that I rail. Look at how I'm living like, if they're gonna check the mic right side. Come on, cause I'm living low, lower than low.
Yeah, 'cause they fronted on you.
The posse's ready. Terminator X, yes, he's ready. The S1. S1W script, are you ready?
S1 step.
Yo, Chuck, we ready, man.
Come on, y'all. Here we go again. X.
Armageddon, been in effect. Come to make that.
Hey, let's say that we stole this. I rebel with a raised fist. Can we get a witness? Hey.
Yeah, that's
come
right.
On.
The revolution hey. Will not be televised, boy.
Come on now.
Listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, and tonight we're playing all songs that are questions. We started off that set with REM and What's the Frequency, Kenneth. Then we heard The Beatles off the White Album with Why Don't We Do It in the Road. Then Public Enemy with Caught, Can We Get a Witness? Then closed out with Alice in Chains with the unplugged version of Wood. It's a weird set. But that's what I like doing. And we are here tonight with special guest in studio, co-host of Music Trivia with Shane and Ruth. It's Ruth. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Shane.
How's it going?
It's going well.
So we were talking in the last break about tomorrow night being our last Music Trivia at Bar Chord in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn.
Yes.
And We were talking about rounds that we've liked, or formats of rounds we were talking about. Are there other specific moments from the game or specific questions that came up? I know I've got a couple if you want a second to think about them. But
sure.
I know one moment that sticks out for me is when we had a special guest do a round, and she went up with her pretty newborn baby strapped to her. How old do you think that baby was?
Oh, I don't remember. Pretty young.
So yeah, Marianne's a badass, and she came up and she hosted a round with a baby strapped to her. That was pretty great. I think, you know, every trivia we talk about, one of the big rules is don't yell out any answers. And you can often tell, you know, there's always that one drunk guy, usually a guy, who will yell out an answer after explicitly being told not to. And I think my favorite one of those was, it was such a good question. This guy ruined it. It made me so angry. We're talking about sports. And the question was, what major league sports team got its name from a song? Oh, it was, I made it more specific than that. It was, what NHL hockey team is named after a song? I thought, this is a great question. And this guy in the corner just yells out, St. Louis Blues! Like, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
But on the upside, we did make friends one time with someone who originally shouted out answers, and that person ended up being David Edelstein.
That's right.
Who's a very famous movie critic who writes all the best movie reviews. And we were like, hey, you can't shout out the answers. And then he was like, oh, we were doing like movie musicals or something. There was some movie
something very
connection.
Much
and
up
he was
his
just
alley,
like,
yeah.
Well, I know everything about this topic. And we were like, well, who do you think you are? We're the hosts. And it turned out he was kind of a big deal.
I forgot that's how we first bumped into him. He came to trivia, like, a few times. That was actually really nice.
He like shouted something out about Annie or something. It was some very strange. I don't know why we had a question about Annie, but yeah, then he also did a guest round.
That's right.
It was really great. And then we haven't seen him in a while. I don't know what he's up to. Probably watching a lot of movies.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a good one too. It's been a good run of 5 years of music trivia.
We've definitely learned a lot.
Certainly.
So many things.
I got to say, the number one thing I've learned is it's so much easier when you have all the answers ahead of time.
It's so much easier.
And then you can just like look down on people and be like, I can't believe you didn't know that. It's like, I didn't know that either before I looked it up the other day.
I didn't
like,
know that. Sometimes I don't know it when I get to trivia because you write all of trivia at this point. And the games have gotten much better since you've been writing all of them.
Oh, thank you.
But as a result, I often don't know the answers until we arrive. What else have we learned? Do you have any other questions on your question list?
No, I mean, we already talked about avocados.
Yeah, we talked about avocados. I do like tomorrow we're going to do one of my favorite things, which is perform part of the audio round live, which last year when we did that, it was like an unseasonably warm day. And then it rained outside, and so there had been all these people who were out in the backyard of the bar, and they all came inside right when we were doing the audio round. And it's just like me and you and the ukulele, so it's really quiet. Like, our performance is just not very loud. And I remember a couple of people after that came up to us and were like, you know, it's really hard when you don't have the tone of voice or the musical accompaniment or really anything to give you context clues about what this could be combined with a really, really loud bar. That was like an unusually hard round.
Yeah, that was hard.
That was really hard.
And we're going to do it again tomorrow, so come on down. Yeah, if you're listening live, we will be at Bar Chord here in Brooklyn, New York. Tomorrow night, it is November 6th. It's Election Day. And it's the last music trivia, so come on out to that. Facebook.com/musictrivia NYC for more information about that. A couple other quick plugs before we play the last set of music here. Radio Free Brooklyn is, of course, a nonprofit community radio station, and we rely on our hosts and our volunteers and our managers and, of course, our listeners to keep us going. So check out our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org. If you want to kick in a couple of bucks, You go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. We're 501c3. All donations are tax deductible. So please support this station if you like what you hear. Also, we do live events all the time, and we've got one coming up on the 12th of November. It is Pop Rocks Fest, which is it's celebrating 1 year of the show Pop Rocks, hosted by Evan Bieber. Going to have live performances from New York City-based artist Peter Wise, The Cordays, and much, much more. So come on down to the Pine Box Rock Shop, not too far from here. Monday, November 12th, it's going to go from 9:30 to midnight. I'm going to head over there after my show that night. It is free. It is a free event, so come on down. Hear some music, have some drinks. It'll be a good time. And finally, Radio Free Brooklyn has a newsletter, and that's where you find out about all the cool stuff that's happening in the community here and things hosts are doing, what's coming up on shows, and what the live events are. So you can sign up for that at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Ruth, do you have any plugs?
No.
All right. Ruth will be at an academic conference next week.
I'm at two conferences. If you're going to be in Indianapolis or Atlanta, Georgia,
then God bless you.
Come visit me, I guess.
I will remind you, as always, if you want to check out the previous questions episode of this show, that is episode 24, featuring Mike Joseph. And you can find all of the previous episodes of Everybody Plays the Fool at everybodyplaysthefool.com. All right. It's time for our last set of music. And what are we going to start with here? We're going to kick off this last set with some Leonard Cohen and close it out from there. So thank you, Ruth, for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
See you again sometime?
Yeah, maybe when we drive home together and then live together.
And then do trivia tomorrow?
And then do trivia tomorrow.
If you are listening live, people, I hope you vote tomorrow. It's a really big day. This election day is going to be especially important. I know
they're all important.
I know. They say that every time, but it's true every time.
It's true every time.
Especially this one. So please vote and then come on out to trivia. And let's hear some Leonard Cohen to kick off this last set. This song is from the album New Skin for the Old Ceremony. The song is called Why Don't You Try, and it is kicking things off on this next set. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy these last couple of songs. Stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn and have a great night.
Why don't you try to do without him? Why don't you try to live alone? Do you really need his hands for your passion? Do you really need his heart for your throne? Do you need his labor for your baby? Do you need his beast for the bone? Do you need a hold a leash to be a lady? I know that you can make it on your own. Why don't you try?
Why don't you try
to forget him? Why just open up your dainty little hand? You know this life is filled with many sweet companions, many satisfying one night stand. Do you want to be the ditch around a tower? Do you want to be the moonlight in his cave? Do you want to give your blessing to his power as he goes whistling past his daddy, past his daddy's grave? I'd like to take you to the ceremony. That is, if I remember the way. You see, Jack and Jill, they're gonna join their misery. I'm afraid it's time for everyone to pray. You can see they've finally taken cover. You can see that they're willing to obey. Their vows are difficult, they're for each other. So let nobody put a loophole in their way.
Just the other day I saw a group of little children trying to ride a school bus. By them being of a different nationality, they weren't allowed to ride the bus. Now I imagine if you'd ask them about this matter, they would have a word like this to say. Why am I treated so bad? Why am I treated so bad?
Up your microphones. Pick up your microphones. Yo, how many mics do we rip on the deli? Say me say mini money. Say me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money. Say me say many, many, many.
I get mad frustrated when I rhyme. Thinking of all them kids that try to do this for all the wrong reasons. Seasons change, mad things rearrange, but it all stays the same like the love Dr. Strange. range, I'm tame like the rapper. Get red like a snapper when they do that. Got your whole block saying true that. If only they knew that. It was you who was irregular. Sold your soul for some secular. Muse act is whack, plus you use that. Loop over and over, claiming that you got a new style. Your attempts are futile, ooh child. You're puerile, brainwaves are sterile. You can't create, you just wait to take my tape. Laced with malice, hands get callous. From ripping microphones from here to Dallas. Go ask Alice if you don't believe me. I get inner visions like Stevie. See me ascend from the chalice like the weebie. Indeed be like Khalid Muhammad. MCs make me vomit, I get controversial. Freaking style with no rehearsal. Ooh, contrary move, friend. Don't you even go there. Me without a mic is like a bee without a snare. I dare to tear into your ego. We go way back like some ganja and Palico or Calico vision. My mind's making decisions in your anatomy. And I back this with Deuteronomy. Or Leviticus, God made this word. You can't get with this. Sweet like licorice, dangerous like syphilis. Yeah. Yeah.
How many mics do we rip on the daily? Mini money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Mini money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Mini money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Mini money. Say me, say many, many, many.
I used to be underrated. Now I take iron, makes my shit constipated. I'm more concentrated. So on my day off with David Sonnenberg, I play golf. Run through Crown Heights, screaming out, Mazel Tov. Problem with no man, before black, I'm first you man. Appetite to write like Frederick Douglass with a slave hand. Street pressure, word to Papa, I ain't going under. One day I have a label and make deals with Tommy Mottola. Mama always told me, you're one in a million. Always watch your back, never tangle with Haitian Sicilians. Now I got a record deal. How does it feel? I'm never gonna survive unless I get crazy like Seal. Cause the whole world's out of order. So at night the fiends dance on Grease with John Travolta. One got slaughtered as he caught blood from his mouth. The other tried to duck and caught a left with my Guinness stout. Brother, brother, can't you get this through your head? It's a setup by the feds, they scoping us with their infrareds. How many mics do you rip on the daily? Mini money, they say many, many, many. How many mics do I rip on the daily? Mini money, say me say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the daily? Mini money, say me say many, many, many.
Too many MCs, not enough mics. Exit your show like I exit the turnpike. Dicing dynamite like Dolomite. Double deuce the light, I don't dick Van Dyke. Starlight to star bright, the freaks come out at night. Like my man Wyclef. And my panache will marshal entourage. Squash the squad and hide their bodies under my garage. And when the cops come looking, I be booking to Brooklyn. Leave their trails broken, flipping tokens still Hoboken. A clean getaway like Alec Baldwin. Driving in my fast car, playing Tracy Chapman.
How many mics do we rip on the deli? Say me, say mini money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do you rip on the deli? Mini money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics do we rip on the deli? Mini money. Say me, say many, many, many. How many mics?
Birds are calling to sing along, but my window's painted shut. And all that year of chorus taught me is out of style and long forgotten. How can I sing like a girl? Objectified blessing.